Okay, so good morning, Masech Kiddushin Daf Gimel. Starting on the Daf, on the fourth line. So we saw yesterday, the Gemara asked yesterday, why do we use the word the Shalosh Drachim? Aisha nikneh b'shalosh drachim. If we first asked, why was Shalosh Nekeva? Why do we use Nekeva and not Zachar? Masculine and not feminine, not masculine. We said, because Drachim is feminine. We said, we saw that Drachim must be masculine. The Torah said, then the question, it depends. When we're talking about the Psukim Lashon Torah, so we're discussing feminine, we're discussing the Mishnah, discussing masculine. Then we saw that there are cases as well where we've got the other way around, and the Gemara said, no, it depends what the context is. So because we're here, we're discussing woman, therefore it's feminine. We wanted Bia, feminine, and there with regards to the Zav, which was Shiva, which was seven in the masculine word, that was because they were discussing the Zav, that only a male, all right, that only a male would make a difference by checking if the seminal discharges were anus or they were not anus, and that woman doesn't make a difference. Even if it's anus, she's still tamea. And we went through all that yesterday. Then we discussed giving the alma of beer. Then we got another possible answer. The Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says yikach ish isha. Then we said, why is it called tikitilakach? Because the derech is a man to look for, the person who lost the article to look for something, and man lost his rib, and therefore he's looking for the woman. Woman don't look for men, and looks after the aveda, and then the last question we had was, we got a mishnah which says etrog, so the etrog as well it uses the concept of in three ways. Why didn't it use the three dvarim? And we said no, because the etrog we had to mention. And it's similar in its ways to how it grows on the water, like a vegetable. And we saw the difference in etrog along the way. We learned a couple of looks about the etrog, that with regards to shvi'it, orla, and neteravai, it was like a tree. And with regards to maser, it was like a vegetable. And we go off to the kit, etc. So that's what we get up to yesterday. A very quick summary of yesterday's daf. So now the Gemara Keres is asking about the use of drachim, of the ways as opposed to things, dvarim in the Mishnah. So because of how it's now, we've got a Mishnah in Masechet Bikurim, where it says there, koi, yesh bo drachim. What do you mean a koi? We'll see, Rashi says, yeah, already a koi, we all know what a koi is, but a koi is an animal which is a safek chaya, safek behema. Not sure if it's a wild animal or a domesticated animal. You know, now with domestic animals and wild animals, we've got different dinim. One of them, for example, is you have to cover the blood. So when you shech the bird, a chicken or a chaya, so you have to do kisui hadam. When you shech the behema, like a cow, you have to do kisui hadam. Okay, so a koi, for example, is one of those. Another example is that in a behema, the chalev is asur, right? That's like the certain types of fats that cover organs, thank you. And in a chaya, the chalev is kosher to eat. So again, in a koi, we've got different things. The Mishnah says like this, Vadit Nan koi, yesh bo drachim, there's certain drachim, Mishnah used the word drachim, and not to dvarim, right? Shaveh lechaya v'yesh bo drachim, shaveh lebehema. Some things are similar in some aspects to a chaya, to a wild animal, and in some aspects they're similar to a domesticated animal. Rashi says, yeah, yesh bo drachim, the kevin dem a sapkanan, since we got a safek, says Rashi, so nezle bay lechumra, we got lechumra. And we say in some aspects, Shavu Lechaya, like Rashi said, like I mentioned earlier on, Taun Kisudam, cover the blood. And Ula Behemah, in some cases, like a Behemah, Chelvo Asu, the Chelev is Asu. Ve'yesh bo drachim, and there are also some ways, says the Mishnah, Shavu Lechaya Behemah, that it's like a Chayana Behemah. In what respect is that? Mishnah says, Taun Shchita, which I thought was quite amazing. What do you mean it's Chayana Behemah? What else would you eat it? You couldn't just beat it over the head. Or maybe you'd say only a behema chayv shchita and a chayv is chayv shchita. But is it a koi? Is it a behema or a chayv? Is it a chayv shchita maybe? That would be a havamina, right? That's what it seems. Right? Which is wild. Just beat it up over the head. V'yesh bo drachim she'eno shavein. There's some things about it that have got no connection whatsoever. Lo lechayv, lo lebehema. Right? Look at Rashi. Asur harva'a im behema b'chay. You can't mate it. Neither with a chaya or with a behema. So Umana said, look, it's like a behema and like a chaya, so if we can mate it with either a chaya or a behema. Okay, you can't, you aren't allowed to. So Gemara says, why in that Mishnah we use the word drachim there? Nit nit dvari. Vatu and further, another kasha says the Mishnah. got another Mishnah, it says the Gemara, so another Mishnah, Haditnan, he has a Mishnah, Masechet Gittin, right? A bit of Chazara. We've seen that often, right? That often we get to the end of a Masechta and we start discussing the next Masechta, and we get to a new Masechta and we go back and we start discussing the previous Masechta. There's another one in Gittin, but from a long time ago, from Dav Tet in Gittin. It says, Zo achat min adrachim, sheshavu Gittin Ashim, Mashichra Avadi. We learned this Mishnah there, you all remember in a moment, look at Rashi. Shemevi get as Rashi or shichru minatam. If you're bringing a get for a woman or a get shichru for an eved from overseas, tzarich sheyomar befanai nechtav befanai nechtam. Perek kamer again, first perek. Right. So why does it say there zu achat min hadrachim? Right. Why do we say zu achat min hadvarim? Elis, the Gemara concludes now. Finally, what's our conclusion? When do we use drachim and when do we use dvarim? It says like this, whenever there's a machloket, in words, there's uncertainty, it's not 100% clear exactly what the story is. Rashi says over here, deka plukta chiluk bedrachav. There are different ways in which it can be done. But derech zu hodomekan, but derech zu endomekan, for example, like the koi, that in this respect, like a chai, in this respect, like a behema. Right? Tanei drachim. Then we use the word drachim. I'll go through the Rashi in a moment. And v'chol eched deleka plukta. And in places where there's no argument, it's clear, there's no uncertainty, everything's 100% clear, Tanei Dvarim. Then we use Dvarim. Look back in the Rashi, yeah? So it says, Domenica Vderech, so and Domenica Kagon, Matnitin, our Mishnah that says in Gibel Drachim, three ways, the woman is Lemeute. What's it coming to do? We'll see in a moment. Okay, Rashi's jumping the gun here. We'll see how Gemara's going to ask in a moment, what was the number three for? Why Dafka three? So it says, Rashi already, Mishnah three, Lemeute, Chuppe, Delo Kanye, for example, that a Isha Niknate. A woman can be acquired for kiddushin in three ways, kesef, shtar, and bia, but she can't do, you can't do acquisition via chuppah. So there's a chaluk. There are things that does work, things that don't work. There we use drachim, right? And for example, and zav, hachiyu dehave ones leziva, velo ones acher. So for example, when it comes to the ziva, right, then there's ones. Some things that happen, these seven ways, are caused honest, and therefore the person won't be. In other ways, it wouldn't be honest. So again, there's a chalukah, there's a distinction, there's this and there's that. And in Gittin, ba'elu shave v'lo ba'omer tnu get ze le'ishti. Right, when do we say that a eved, a shtar shichur, and a get are the same? When you come from overseas, you go, say, but when it comes to giving the get, when you say tnu get zele ishti, v'shtar shichru zele avdi, so if you said to a guy, yeah, give this get to my wife and this shichru to my avdi, the chozer beget v'eno chozer b'shichru. So now remember with the shaliach, when you send the shaliach with the get, remember this, we spoke about it, right? So you give a shaliach again until the get just. Sorry?
The fourth
parak of Masechet. Very good. Okay, very good. Right, so when you give a get and a shaliach, so with an shaliach for a woman, right? So we got the concept of zakin adam shel b'fanav, right? So you can receive something, a good thing on behalf of somebody else. Now a woman doesn't want to necessarily get divorced, but everybody wants to become mishtachrei. So therefore, you mezakin oto. So once you've appointed the shaliach to free the eved, that's it, done deal. With a wife, it's not necessarily the case, right? So it's different. So there's chalukot. So therefore, we'll say drachim. The Gemara says, you know what? We can see, even from our Mishnah, Deikinami, Diktani Sefer, right? The end of our Mishnah. Okay, so it's not on. It's not here yet. Actually, you know what? I'll be honest with you. I didn't look for that. Where is that? Where is the end of the Mishnah? Where is that the Gemara is referring to now?
You're talking about the Mishnah about the Etrog.
It says there, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Is that the Mishnah on the Etrog?
Which one?
Dekanami
Dekatani Sefer?
Yeah, Dekatani Sefer. Now I think he says over here. Dekanami says Dekatani Sefer. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Etrog. Sorry, Etrog. Shavina L'chol Davar. Right, so that Mishnah on the Etrog. So we got a Machloket. Tanakama says it's like the same as a fruit with regards to the oil of the Revi'it and the Shvita. And it's different with regards to, and it's like a Yerek. And Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it's like a tree in every aspect. So we see there in Rabbi Eliezer says that it's the same in every aspect. There's no distinctions. He uses the word davar. when Tanakama wants to make the distinction and say in certain aspects it's like a tree and in certain aspects it's like a vegetable, uses the Lashon Drachim. That's a beautiful way to sum up and see that the word derech, when the Mishnah uses derech, it means that it's not exactly the same in every respect. There's discrepancies. And Devarim, there are no discrepancies. Shema, Minah, the Gemara concludes, that's its final answer of why sometimes we see derech and sometimes we see davar. Okay, so now the Gemara goes to ask the question that Rashi alluded to. Minyana dereshu lemutemai. Why do we have the number 3? Well, we can't count. Couldn't have said that Aisha nicknamed be kesef shtarim bia, and every one of us here, everybody here, I guarantee everybody here will be able to count up to 3, right? Even everybody in this year could count up to 3. What? So we need the Mishnah to tell us Aisha nicknamed be shalosh drachim, and kone atzman she acquires herself in 2 drachim, but we don't know how to count, right? Mita and beget. What are we telling you 3 for? That's the Gemara's question. The Mutemai, Minyan Reish Lemutemai, Minyan Sefer Lemutemai. What is the Sefer for? The Gemara says, Minyan Reish Lemutemai, what's it coming to? In other words, there is a reason why it's saying only 3. Because you might have thought that there's another way. What's the other way? You might have thought, Lemute Chupa. Look at Rashi. Lemute Chupa, She'im Masra La'avir L'chupa L'shem Kiddush. If her father took her, this maiden girl, and he didn't get Kiddushin, get money, or beer, or a contract, but he put in the Chupa. And he'd say, yeah, take a chuppah, go to your husband's house now, and you mekudesh it. Ain't a mekudesh it b'chach. So he's say, wait a second, that's not so pashut. Why? Not everybody agrees with that. What about Rav Huna? Damar chuppah kone mika b'chomer. Rav Huna's got a whole limud. Okay, we'll learn it later. We'll learn it on what's today. Today is Wednesday. We'll learn on Friday on Daf Hay. We'll see there his limud. He's got a kal b'chomer of why chuppah would work. So according to Rav Huna, who says chuppah would work, so then the 3 star beer kiddush kesef, we're going to have another reason what it's for, because he learned it out of a kavah chomer. So we'll see later on. What's the reason that they said limute chalifin? This is amazing. What's chalifin? Well, not chalifin. Chalifin is when you do like an exchange, right? So now, what did we learn about an exchange? We've learned this in Gittin as well. You can do a kinyan chalifin. You can pick up this little picture that might be worth, I don't know, one agura. And do a chalifin over here on karka, which is worth much more, right? On time, which is much more expensive. So he says you might have thought that you could do kinyan chalifin as well with kiddushin. Look at Rashi. Chalifin kinyan sudar.
When you sign your ketubah,
but that's a maaseh kinyan on a chalifin on the star ketubah, not on the kiddushin. That's on the ketubah. That's on the ketubah. You always do that. Like you like a pointer. You do that. You lift up your sudar and you makne like what you intend to give in the ketubah. The ketubah. That's a star on the ketubah. But when it comes to the kiddushin, you can't say rat mekudesh li and lift up the pen and now you're married. Right? You can't do that. Right? So he says you might have thought. Right? Why would we think? Because what's the shtick over here? Because we might have thought, Hoyil the Gamar Kicha Kicha Mr. Ephron, where did we learn the whole din of buying? It says, Kikach Ish Isha, you acquire a woman, and we learned today the whole Maase Kinyan is from Mr. Ephron, and Aravinu bought the thing, and Masadeh, and a field, you can Makanya Bechalifin, you can do Chalifin. Look at Rashi, Dichtivin Rut, Vaishlof Nalo, Vahatam Sadeh Avai. Took the shoe, and there was a field. As a result, the whole Maaseh Kinyan took place in a Maaseh in a chalifin. So afi shah nami makani b'chalifin. I think you can even do a chalifin with a woman. Kamashran, you can't. The Gemara says, well, why not? Maybe you can. Why not? The Gemara says, the chalifin. The reason why you can't is an unbelievable reason. Chalifin itnu b'pachot b'shavei puter. Like I said, you can take a picture that even with like a few cents, a few agurot. There's no value on a Maaseh Chalifin. It's the act of Maaseh Chalifin. So Maaseh Chalifin, you do on a lesson of Shavei Pruta. We're going to get there at the end of next year. We check this morning, Rabbi Dan Shul. Baba, we're coming up after this Kiddushin. Please go, I'm jumping the gun. We just started. But we got Baba Batra and Baba Metzia. Both got Kuf Yud Tet Dapim. And then Baba Metzia, what do we say? 147. Baba Kama Baba Bama Mitzia 119, Kuf Yud Na, Kuf Yud Tet.
176, I think.
Something like that. Like a humongous amount of Dapim in Baba Mitzia. Right? But yeah, Baba Mitzia, remember when we get the Daf Mem Zayin, remember in Iraq, it'll be in about a year's time, remember that. It says, Konin Bekli Afapi She'eino Shave Pruta. You can do a Masi Khalifin with a Kli, even though it's less than Shave Pruta. So Vishab, you can't. And a woman, you can't do it. Lomakanya nafsha. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, why can't you? So why can't you do less than Shavaputta for a Kenyan, for a woman? It's amazing Rashi this. He says, the Gnai Hula. It's unbecoming. It's not a Gnai. How do you say Gnai in English? I don't know. It's disgusting. It's like not it's insulting. Hilchach batila letorat khalifim bekidushin. Doesn't work. Vafilu bekli, now this is amazing. Vafilu bekli sheyesh bo shaveh pruta. Once we've cancelled the facility of chalifin for Masi Kenyan for a isha, even if you use a kli that's worth more than shaveh pruta, still won't work. Right? Iyavla b'lashon chalifin, you do it b'lashon chalifin, it won't work. Ad de yavla b'trat lashon Kenyan or kicha or kiddushin. So you got to do it in a Masi Kenyan, kicha or kiddushin, otherwise it won't work. So therefore, we know now why we had to have three only. So you be careful. Don't include anything else. The Mishnah is not telling us that these are ways and there are other ways as well. These are the only ways. And that's why I had to mention Shlosha in the beginning of the Mishnah. Okay, so Miyana the Sefer. What do we learn now from Miyana the Sefer when it said that Kone B'Shtei Drachim with regards to Mita and Giti? So what it says, Yale Mote Chalitza. This is to tell us that you would think that maybe a woman could do Chalitza instead of Get. She has Chalitza. Right? Why would we think that? So he says, what would we have thought? Taita b'kavachomer miyavama. We could have a kavachomer from a yavama. What's the kavachomer? Ma yavama she'ena yotza beget. A yavama who hasn't done yibum yet. Okay, once she has yibum, she's a married woman, a chol davar, we already saw yesterday. And then a get, she only a get. Once a woman's married, she can't use chalitz, a yavama only get. But before she gets married, so the only way that she can not have to worry about doing yibum or marrying with this guy is either if the brother dies, obviously, but if he doesn't die, if he's still alive, is by doing chalitza. She can't do get. She would have thought a yavama who can't get a get and only get chalitza. Zo, this regular woman, she yotza be get, who can get divorced with a get, ain't no din, she yotza be chalitza. Maybe the Yavama who can't get a get has to have a chalitza, but a woman who can get a get, she's better than a Yavama. So she can do both. She can choose either get or chalitza. Kamash Balan, no. That's what that whole story is all about. The Gemara asks the same question like we asked the Khalifin. Why not? It's actually a bad idea. Maybe we should expand the options. Right? And include chalitza. There was Amarkra, Sefer Kritut. The pasuk that we learn over here, getting from, it says, V'chatav la sefer kritut, sefer korta, it's the sefer, the get, that's correct, the connection, v'ein davar acher, korta, and nothing else, other than death, obviously.
I'm surprised they even discussed this now.
Why?
We already had this, the last, what's the name, in Gittin, that you can only be divorced with a document.
Right, but where did we say in Gittin?
Why would you even think that you could even think that maybe you could do it any other way?
Because of a kal v'chomer. Kavachomer is a din and the shloshim midot. So the Torahita. If we can learn a kavachomer, so we know that we've got a document. And when you're going to do it, and therefore, if you want to get divorced, you get divorced with a document. Ah, but maybe we can also say a kavachomer from a document to allow a chalitza. The other Gemara says no. You aren't able to learn on the kavachomer because the document is what the Torah tells you. There isn't any other way. But, I mean, that's the havamin is a havamina. I think it's Abamina. It would be a decent Abamina. But the Gemara knocks it out. Okay. So now, if you remember, when we learned the Daf yesterday, that's the beginning, we saw there on Bet Amud Aleph, we had there on the fourth last line, the Gemara asked the question, V'chesef minalan. How do we know that you can get married with Kesef? And Rashi made a fuss over there of telling us, right, the last Rashi on the Amud Bet, Amud Aleph, he says, V'lav hache kebaile el kaman. This isn't the place for this question. The place for this question is later on Daf Gimel Amud Bet. We dealt with it already in a little bit of a way on Amud Aleph, on Bet Amud Aleph, because we had to, because it came up. But we didn't really want to spend too much time talking about it there. Here's the question. This is the place. And Rashi actually mentions it over here. Look at Rashi, the first narrow lines of Rashi. It says, Bekesef, how do we know you can get married with Kesef? Rashi says, Hacha Ikar. This is the Ikar discussion in the Gemara. Ula El, will be on Daf Bet Amud Aleph, Agav Grara Nakitle, Le Teruch Lashon Kinyan. We just quickly had to answer a question of Kinyan on actual acquisitions, and acquisitions are done by money normally. We dealt with there as well, but this is the place. I'll be honest with you, I'm not so sure why I troubled Rashi so much. And we discussed it there, and we discussed it there. There's a note in that, somebody please tell me. But it troubled Rashi enough to tell us on Daf Bet that it's not really the place we discussed on Daf Gimel, and it's telling us again on Daf Gimel that this is the place that we shouldn't have worried about, and we just mentioned there along the way on Daf Bet. So the Gemara's question is, Bekesef Minalan, and how do we know? The Gemara says, for two, and furthermore, now the question, Hadit Nan, we learned in our Mishnah, right, in Masechet Ketubot, Ha'av Zakai Bebito Bekedusha, when we saw that the father who marries off his young child, he's the one who gets the money from the Kiddushin, right? So that's, look at this, the Tosfot of Yavikra, the very last Tosfot of the narrow lines. I want to look up this Yerushalmi. There isn't a source over here, and I didn't really spend too much time on it. But he says in Yerushalmi, the first Yerushalmi, sheyesh lo schut bebia, shenotnin lo sachar lekadesh bebia. Dafke, it seems that with a young child, there's some Indian in Dafke doing kiddushin bebia. I don't know if there's a note of anybody got a note. I didn't see anything. Okay, so the bottom line is to come back to our Gemara. The Gemara asks two questions. Firstly, where do we know that you can get married by money? And while we're talking about money, we've got that Mishnah to where the father is Zakai, right? Look at Rashi, Bebito Shah, Kesef Yeshelo. When they do Kiddushim with a young girl, he marries off. For whom the Kabbalah Shtar, he gets the money or the document. For whom Moshe Lebiah Al Kolchan, he can even send it to the husband against her will. The shame Kiddushim Vodah Naro, the young kid. So suddenly, by the way, we've changed our definition somewhat, because we've said always that for Kiddushim you have to have Da'at, right? And that you can't marry a woman against her will. We said that as well, correct? We said it in Gittin, and we said it here already in the first daf. So it seems that it only applies to a woman who's actually a woman who's barat da'at, which is already a gedola, who's got da'at. When she's a child and she hasn't got da'at, not up to her. The father can force her to get married. So the concept of marrying a woman against her will only applies to a woman who's got da'at. Right, it's a new way of understanding this. So bottom line, we come back to our Gemara. You want to ask two questions here. First question, we don't know about money. Second question is this question here, this case in Ketubah where the father gets the money. So Bekesef Shtar Bebia, right, that the father can do the money, whatever the case is. Minalan, you can ask two questions now. Minalan de Mekanya Bekesef. How do we know, firstly, that there's money is a possibility in that scenario with a young girl? And secondly, the Kesef Davu, how did the father get the money? So we started off asking about where did Kesef mean, how can you do a Kiddush with money? And now we're saying that while we're already asking the subject of Kesef of money, let's just remind ourselves in Ketubot that the father can marry her off. So number one, how come there's money involved there? And if there is money involved there, why does it go to him? Why does it go to her? So I'm reviewed on my Rav. It says, Amakra, it's a Pasuk. What's the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, V'im. Shalosh Eile lo yasela v'yatza chinam en kasef. Right, they're talking about an ama ivriya. Rashi Zaviya, gabe ama ivriya, discussing an ama, a Jewish maid servant. Hayotzei mishut adom esinuene na'arut. One of the examples when she becomes a na'ar. Remember, she goes into her father puts her into the slavery position, hoping that the owner or his son will marry her. Right, and she'll go like upper caste and help her get out of poverty. But now, once she becomes a na'ara and she's got simbanim and she's already growing and maturing, she can walk out free if she wants. She can just leave. Right, the pasuk says, "Agabe amah ivriya hayotzeit b'shadon b'simanei narut umatzi lemichtav v'yatzah chinam." Just could have said that she goes out free. Why did it say Viatzachinam ain kasef? It says here Viatzachinam velo bai. We don't need the pasuk to say ain kasef. So why does it say V'yatza chinam ein kasef, no money. Ele le midrash bay, to learn, to dash on this pasuk. Ein kasef la donze. When she goes out from this master, there's no money for him, he doesn't get any compensation. She yotza mimenu. Aval, yesh kasef la donacher, kishlami. But in another scenario where a young girl like this goes out, there's money. Where's that? When she goes out from her father's house to get married to somebody, there is money, and then the money will go to the father. Right back in the Gemara, Amakra, v'yatzachin amen kasef, ein kasef don ze, aval yesh kasef ladon acher, uma niu, who's at the av? Okay, so that's, so we see already that there's money changing hands, so we understand now the first question we asked you, a two-part question, was how do we know that there's money involved in this kiddushin? From a limud on the amah ivriya that she goes through that money, her father, when he marries her off, there is money. But the second part of the question is, how come it goes to him? Maybe she gets the money. Why do we say stuff to the father? Maybe she gets the money. The halokativ ain lo kesef. Doesn't say in that v'yatzach chinam ain lo to the master of the Ivriya money, which tells us that there is money to the master of the daughter, which is the father. Because here, what does the pasuk say? It says, "Ein v'yatzachinam ein kasef b'yetziyazu, aval yesh kesef b'yetziyacheret." And maybe it means that Rashi Olam did that. It goes to her. Why are you deciding that it goes to the father, Dafka? Okay, we understand the limud, that there's no money, here there is money. But is it enough to base it on that it goes to him and not to her? What's the word talking about? Hachi Ashta. Avia Mekabel Kiddushaya. Her father receives a kiddushin. Yichti, the pasuk says, Et biti natati le'ishazeh. So what, he's giving his daughter over, ve'i shak, and she's taking the money. It doesn't work like that. Because that doesn't work like that. When the father's in control, he's giving it over, it's no question she's getting the money. Right, ve'i shak le kasba. So, I don't understand. Why not? Maybe we're going to say that only applies to a little young girl, a very young girl. Aval nara, but a woman is already between 12 and 12 and a half. Deit la yad. Right? Maybe the Ketaket, look at Rashi. When she's a kid, la bat dayahi. Avavagav the crowd, the moti shem rabbi nara. He was talking about nara, the actual pasuk. Even though I talk about nara, of Moti Shemra, the guy says, you know, I found your girl, that she wasn't a virgin, etc. Talking about a Nara, maybe it means that they could marry when they were children. So then she can't. Right? Because they say, Ketan lady had a kiddush, Aval Nara, who can? Maybe she should take the money. Look at Rashi, Aval Nara, di itla yad, mi she via shteis, wants to see money. Gedol lechol davash, the gadol lechol onchin, she's chayv bit, she's chayv punishment, le mamon, and fine, she mikhameka, she's the deal, it's a deal, memka, she can sell. So maybe, taktish nafsha, maybe the case like that, she would get the pasuk. The one says, no, I'm a crab, ben arutea, ben aurea, ben avia. The pasuk specifically talks about a nara, and even a nara, ben avia, who's in her father's house, kol shevach norim lavia. So even a nara, so we ask that question here, number one, where money from? We understand where money comes from, because from Yatzach, Hinam, and Kasef, here there is Kasef. How did it go to her father? Because even a Nara, while in her father's house, whatever's hers is still his, even though she, in theory, could transact and do things on her own. The Gemara said, well, it's going to be a hard time. Rav Huna Amarav asked the Kashye, says, Minayin, it's also in Kitubot, Shema Sehabat Lav. How do we know that whatever she earns goes to her father? Because it says, Veshenemar, Bechim Kor Ishet Bito La'ama. Because we're learning again from the case of Na'amah, of Amah. This is going to sound a bit differently. We learned a moment ago that what is the makor for this? Because it says, Ben Urea Beit Avia. Right? The Ben Urea Beit Avia, that is the source for knowing that whatever the woman, the young girl, earns is her father's. But he says, well, if the source is Ben Urea Beit Avia, so then, what about Rav Huna Amar Rav? He says, "Minayin shemase habat la'av." Where do we know that what the daughter earns is her father's? Shneimar v'chim koishet b'tol la'ama. There, he learns from the pasuk of la'ama. Look at Rashi here, the third last narrow lines of Rashi. What is this pasuk v'chim koishet b'tol la'ama? He says, "Kriyat erehu." It's redundant pasuk. V'darish le bito, talking about Avia v'yichivro ish et bito lama. All right, he lo ka'ama, the daughter to the father is like an ama. We're talking about a maiden girl during 12 years old. So he says, when it comes to a young girl, we don't need a pasuk for a young girl. Because a young girl, what, can she buy and sell anything? No. So obviously, it's all her father's. The chidush has dafka the na'ara, because the na'ara can transact. And even though she's got da'at for transacting, still, whilst living with her father, what she earns is her father's. So it comes from chidush bitolama. Ma ama ma'ase adel rabba, just like a maiden, a servant, a slave girl, whatever she earns is her master's. Af bat nami ma'ase adel avia. It's also the master. Koncha of huna amar rav. We sidetracked that completely, right? We've left alone the question of kesef binalan, and we left alone the question of how do we know that the title of the fault title. Now we've got a different source altogether. Then why are we arguing about the makor, the source? Because our Gemara said that what's the source? Right, binurea beit avia. That's where all the shevach of a daughter goes to her father. Rav Huna Amar Rav says no. It's learned from v'chim kor ishet bitol la'ama. So it comes along the Gemara and says now that if that's the case, if Rav Huna Amar Rav is if our Gemara is right, so teipuk le binurea beit avia. Why do we need this limud of Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav? Which in a sense is actually a challenge to our whole Gemara, because our Gemara answered two questions. Kesef binalan, we understood kesef binalan. That's achinam and kasef. And the same question was, how do we go to the father? It was, how do we go to the father? Because binurea beit avia. But wait a second, if binurea beit avia really means it goes to the father, then what do we need this pasuk for? Amar Rabbi Yudah Marav, right? Of Yuchim Kor Ishe Bito Lama. You ready with me? Right? Towards Ela, Bahafrat the Darib, who dictive. Well, it says no. Look at the Rashi very quickly. The tapu claiming binurea. Like I said, if you're able to learn it from there, from binurea beit avia, it's right. Learn it from there. Since you don't learn it from there, we learn it from the chimkor ishe bitol lama. Shmainan mina lo la shevach nurim atia. That's not what that pasuk's about. Binurea beit avia. Tell you that the father in here earns all the stuff. The legufa itzrich. We need that pasuk on its own. For what reason? Gabe nedarim de kaya layut. That he can be matched in nedarim. That's what the Gemara answers over here. Ele b'hafrat darim udichtiv. Hachinami b'hafrat darim udichtiv. We can't learn it from there because that's only all. That's the purpose of that pasuk, to teach us all about hafrat darim. So really, that's not the makor. It seems like the makor is from the second pasuk of Amar Yom Rav. Why can't we learn the fact that the father can matir her nedarim, that the money is also his? Maybe because we can learn from there. Look at Rashi, v'chitayim ha'nailaf, mamon min nedarim. Learn the mamon from nedarim. Mamon min yisura. Right, and we carry on the deck. And the word says, mamon min yisura lo yafina. Which is, because nedarim is an isur. So you can't learn mamon from isur. So v'chitayim ha'nailaf be knasa. Maybe we can learn from knas. How does knas help us? Because the word says over here, kesef kushami kesef knasa, she ones v'pitu ilavia. Chamishim kesef, that if he rapes her, right, and he's to pay the father compensation. So maybe there, just like compensation goes to the father, so too the kiddushin will go to the father. Where it says, no, mamonim iknas lo yafinim. We don't look at Rashi. She'a knas kulo chidush. We've seen this before a couple of times, this answer, right? That the concept of knas is in itself something very novel. Therefore, it's not something you can just apply to anything else. Right? Michidush lo gamrinan. Where we still don't know. We're still looking for a source of where we can get the kiddushin to the father. Because there, we're not so sure about it. We're still looking for a source. Because we call it from Knas. We're carries on looking for other sources where the father gets money that should have maybe have gone to the daughter. Says the kan miktubot sham mahanes noten boshogam, he compensates the father for the damages and for the embarrassment, the humiliation. He was said, no, shani boshilu begam. A bit of a difficult one, this. The avua shayich begavayu. We've seen this Gemara as well in Ketubot. Because it's actually the boshil, it seems the Gemara is saying that the damages and the humiliation actually goes to the father. It seems like the father is the one who suffers the humiliation, yeah? and he's now got damaged goods because she's now a raped woman. She's going to be harder to marry her off. Rashi is something a little bit different. Look at Rashi. Sheyesh lo din chelek bahen. Sheyesh biyadu levay shel pogma. Because he himself is able to do this. Bishvil mamon she do lo bani gdei bayi masal ala menuval umokeshchin da'avi la boshet pagam. He might have been able to, I don't know, be honest, I'm 100% sure if he could rush them. Ela Gemara says, Mistabra, Dechemimait, bottom line is, right, what are we talking about? Yetzia, right, you know what, Ela Mistabra, Dechemimait, Yetzia, Dechvata Kemimait. He says, this whole Libud, I've looked at Rashi, Yetziat Erosin, Dumiyad Yetziat Ama. He says, no, bottom line is we do learn it from the case of the Ama, because that's really the similarity, is at the end of the day, when she goes free from the master, he's the one not getting the money. When she goes free from her father, he is the one who gets the money. And we'll carry on tomorrow. I was going to ask a lot of questions on this, but I think it's a better place to stop.